Shalom, I'm Yoni, and you're listening to Kabbalah Pod.
Welcome back to Kabbalah Pod. On Kabbalah Pod, we discuss Kabbalah, of course. Makes sense. As a result, we often come across the concept of the Sephiros. Makes sense as well, these 10 emanations of Hashem that are a foundational concept within Kabbalah. But we really don't go too far. And that's of importance. It is of importance. This is a public podcast, and I'm not an expert on Kabbalah. I'm learning, but I'm definitely not an expert, and I don't have that one-on-one tradition to lend secrets. And again, it's a public podcast, so we kind of stay surface level. But for surface level, there's still a lot that's pretty gosh darn deep and fascinating with Kabbalah. It's just overwhelming at times. And that's something that we need to take into consideration and remember. So when you're listening to this podcast, I'm not telling secrets and I'm not airing out things that's not available for non-Jews to learn or for those who aren't of the appropriate Mesorah to learn. I'm only sharing what's publicly available. And we find in the terms of Lashon Hara that in the same way, things that are public knowledge are not necessarily Lashon Hara, even if they would normally fall under the category. So, that said, I'm going to transition to this topic that I've been wanting to cover for a while. I made a note in November that I wanted to do this topic, and I'm not going to do this topic full justice, okay? We're going to cover it right there. It's not going to have full justice, but it is something I want to share and something to get the spark thinking and just be pondering, okay? And it's the concept of the Sephiros, all right? Arthur Kurzweil is a writer on Kabbalah. I used him while writing for my dissertation. And one of the things he talks about is that the bottom seven Sephiros on the chart of Kabbalah, which are the seven meaning the physical realm. Remember last week we just talked about the difference between physical and spiritual. So the first seven are physical. That these physical correspond to days of the week. Okay? And that correspondence to that day of the week is interesting, right? So, how does this work, right? We learn that each day is leading up to Shabbos. I mean, when we say what day it is, we say today is the first day since Shabbos, or today is the sixth day since Shabbos. That's how we identify these days within our Jewish prayers, right? And we have these divine emanations that are building blocks of the universe. And there are permutations created the diversity of our universe. Again, I'm quoting Kurzweil here. He writes that these Sephiros are the top three and the seven bottom seven. The bottom seven have the physical realm, and so they coordinate to the 7 days of the week. Okay? So, this is a perpetual thing that begins and ends every Shabbos. When one Shabbat ends, the following 6 days become, in a sense, and that ladder we climb day by day to arrive to the next Shabbos. So it's this ladder we're going, here's rung one, rung two, rung three, one, four, rung five, one, six. Oh, and here's Shabbos rung. Oh, goodness, we made it. Then we start again after that. It's this constant thing that we continue to go through again and again to refine ourselves and rectify where we have fallen short and where we screw up in these Sephiros, and to heal and to restore those shards, which is the purpose of Tikkun Olam. Okay, there's a lot there that if you've listened to all my episodes, mazel tov, I'm amazed. I am so happy. We're almost at 100. We'll get there soon. And I've covered these concepts in brief. You can also go to my site, yidbrick.com. If you take a look at my dissertation, Yidbrick, you'll see that I cover the concept of the creation of the universe in there, and that I discuss the basics of Kabbalah for a dummy, more or less, that doesn't know anything. They can get the very basic components. And a lot of the terminology I use is based off that research. Okay? So, Arthur Kurzweil writes that this rhythm, where each Sephiro coordinates to a day, right, contributing to the rhythm of the week is the inner attitude of the Kabbalist. You bring your understanding of the day to its experience with hope that they'll resonate. So let's cover this, right? We're gonna go over the week real quick. Now, there's two ways to cover this. There is way one, which is using the Gregorian days And then there's way two, which is using the Hebrew days. That said, they coordinate the same. Okay, they still reach, they connect the same. So we're going to do both, okay? Sunday, which is known as day one. Day one is the Kabbalistic day of reaching out. The first day, since Shabbos, coordinates to the Sefer of Chesed, loving kindness, right? And so this first day of the week, we say goodbye to the peace of Shabbos. We venture into new week and we want to bring the chesed, the kindness that we've absorbed from Shabbos, I guess you could say. You want to bring that into the week and start the day with kindness. Start the day with reaching out and expanding. And then we get to the second day, Monday, the day of discipline, which is the Sefira of Gevura. We have strength, judgment. These are all different words that connect with Gevura. And by Monday, now in America it may be different, or there's so many countries, so many legal ways people work and everything, but generally speaking, Sunday would be the first work day of the week, right? And then in America, we have 2 days, typically Saturday and Sunday is regarded as the weekend, with the first weekday being Monday, right? By Monday, the worker who set out on Sunday. See, that's the key, is because Shabbos, after that, it's a work day. So it's a whole, right? And so we say Sunday, we set out, we're spanning into the week, we're bringing in kindness, we're going back into the mundane, which then Monday, we need to flex our muscle so that we can accomplish what it is we set out to accomplish. Those who set out on Sunday and begin with that chesed are fully into the flow by Monday, right? Then we have day three, since Shabbos, Tuesday, the Kabbalistic day of harmony. The sefer we focus on is Tiferes. That's beauty, right? And harmony. And it brings us to the end of the first half of the week. We need to unify and blend together what we have. We have kindness, strength, and beauty. We need to blend that together as we reach the ending of the work, the ending of the first half of the mundane days, I guess you'd say, the whole days, the not Shabbos days, the work week. Which brings us into the middle of the week, Mitzvah, also known as Wednesday, or day four. This is the day of motivation, where we find the Sefer to be Netzach, and that's the urge to get things done. Which honestly, yeah, that's true, because by Wednesday, you're like, oh my goodness, Shabbat is coming. I need to wrap things up. I need to get things done. I need to get ready, right? And we need to have anticipation for the arrival of Shabbos, which leads us to day five, Thursday. And our Kabbalistic focus of that day is persistence. The Sefira is Hod, which reflects the notion of persistence and holding on. Thursdays can be a hard day. You're almost there, but you're not there just yet. And there's so many final things that need to wrap up. So we need the persistence to bear down and wrap up the work week, which leads us into taking an accounting. Thursday nights, which technically is Yom Shishi, the sixth day, you take an accounting. You look at the issues of the week. You work to resolve things or make plans on how to resolve after Shabbos so that you're open and available on Shabbos for Shabbos and not to be bogged down by the mundane. And then Friday, as we've said, the sixth day, the day of connection. It's Sefira of Yesod, which is all about, some say, sexuality, but it's really about connection. Right? And maybe it's connection, as Kurzweil writes, between student, teacher, parent and child, husband and wife, whatever. Friday evening does connect with that, yes. But we have this day of connection where we are wrapped up everything we need to wrap up work-wise. And so now we're starting to reconnect and re-energize and be ready for Shabbos. We confirm Our Shabbos invites. In a post-COVID world, I'm not sure how that works yet. But we confirm our Shabbos invites. We confirm all the details. We've got it all planned, and we're ready to go forward, which leads us into the beginning of Shabbos. It's Erev Shabbos. Oh, it's Erev Shabbos and Friday night, and we have the Kabbalistic practice of intimacy between a husband and a wife. And it's considered such an important and big deal. And that's because it ties into the Kabbalistic Sefirah of that day of connecting. But if it happens Friday night, it also translates into Shabbos as well, right? So this connection that man and woman, husband and wife have are not only found within Yesod, but it leads into Malchus, the kingdom. How beautiful is that? Shabbos is the culmination. It's the completion of the physical realm. It's a 7 days. Seventh day, yes, but it's also our day of rest. And we treat it like royalty. And we treat the Sabbath like royalty. We treat ourselves like royalty. But we don't focus on just the plain material existence. We go beyond that to the spiritual. Yes, we eat all week long. We eat for the sake of nutrition, for the sake of strength, to perform mitzvos. And on Shabbos, we eat for the sake to enjoy the food. But nevertheless, we can elevate that day even further into the spiritual realm that is open on Shabbos. And that's how we have the completion of a week using the sefirah for each day. So, a challenge I have for you takes a step further, right? You got the 7 sefirahs to the 7 days of the week. Bam! Makes sense. Beautiful. I challenge you to look up your halachic birthday. And when I say that, what I mean is you look up the day, your birthday, and what day of the week was it? Now, this is where it gets complicated, okay? Because I was born on a Thursday, right? Well, do I count it as Thursday? Or do I count that as Friday? See, then that is a question, all right? And that's where you have to do a little bit of deep digging, okay? You got to go a little deeper. And the reason is because Kabbalah is based off Judaism. Therefore, it's based off the Jewish calendar, not the Gregorian calendar. So yeah, I can say, oh, well, you know, Thursday is the day I was born. But really, I need to look at, no, what day was I actually born according to the Jewish calendar? And so do I say Thursday, which is the 5th day, or do I say Friday, which is the 6th day? Because if I was born at 11 p.m. on a Thursday, that's already the 6th day on the Jewish calendar. So that's where you have to look. For me, though, I was born in the morning, so it's an easy shot. Okay, I was born before Shechia, therefore it was the 5th day. So I look at the 5th is what I would look at. And I'd say, oh, well, you know, based off of the 5th, then that's where I end up with persistence. I ended up with Hod, where I focus on bearing down and holding on. Shabbos is in sight. I just need to wrap things up and finish the work. Okay? And that's where I can see my arc over the course of my life is all about, while I'll rectify the different sefirahs and I'll rectify what I can in my life, everything is going to connect with that concept of persistence and Hod. Now, if I was born that night, then it wouldn't be so much as accounting for my soul as it'd be about the day of connection. So it makes sense that I was born the 5th day, not the 6th day, since I'm not so good at connecting with people all the time, but I am good at being very persistent and taking an accounting and making plans for resolution. So, what's your sefirah? I'm curious. You can look it up, just a simple Google search. You can say, oh, I was born on such and such date. What day of the week was that? And then you need to know what time you were born. Since I was born at 8:02 in the morning, I know, oh, that's a Thursday. Definitely, it's not Yom HaShishi, it's Yom Chamishi. So, that's the next step, I'd say. Now you know how the days of the week connect, so you can focus on a little bit that day and how to connect with the essence of that day. Maybe you can see some themes working behind the scenes, almost as if there's a creator to the universe. Could you believe that? But also, you could use it to look at when you were born so that you can make that final connection and find what sefirah is your sefirah, the way you can connect and expand and truly bring Tikkun Olam to the world.
Thank you for listening to Kabbalah Pod on Anchor FM. If you enjoy this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and share it with your friends. Have a question or topic idea? We'd love to hear your input and ideas. Send us a tweet, message Yibrik on Facebook, or leave us a voicemail on the Anchor app. Not on social media? That's okay. Send us your ideas at yibrik.com/Kabbalah. Become a monthly supporter on Anchor FM or by visiting yibrik.com/donate. You can also show your support by sharing our podcast with others and by purchasing our custom-made Kabbalah bracelets or Yiddish artisan beard balm at yibrik.com/store. This podcast is a project of Yibrik, Building Jewish Bridges. Learn more at yibrik.com/Kabbalah. Shalom, I'm Yoni, and you're listening to Kabbalah Pod. Shalom, I'm Yoni, and you're listening to Kabbalah Pod. Thank you for listening to Kabbalah Pod on Anchor FM. If you enjoy this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and share it with your friends. Have a question or topic idea? We'd love to hear your input and ideas. Send us a tweet, message Yibrik on Facebook, or leave us a voicemail on the Anchor app. Not on social media? That's okay. Send us your ideas at yibrik.com/Kabbalah. Become a monthly supporter on Anchor FM or by visiting yibrik.com/donate. You can also show your support by sharing our podcast with others and by purchasing our custom-made Kabbalah bracelets or Yiddish artisan beard balm at yibrik.com/store. This podcast is a project of Yibrik, Building Jewish Bridges. Learn more at yibrik.com/Kabbalah. Shalom, I'm Yoni, and you're listening to Kabbalah Pod. Shalom, I'm Yoni, and you're listening to Kabbalah Pod. Shalom, I'm Yoni, and you're listening to Kabbalah Pod. Thank you for listening to Kabbalah Pod on Anchor FM. If you enjoy this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and share it with your friends. Have a question or topic idea? We'd love to hear your input and ideas. Send us a tweet, message Yibrik on Facebook, or leave us a voicemail on the Anchor app. Not on social media? That's okay. Send us your ideas at yibrik.com/Kabbalah. Become a monthly supporter on Anchor FM or by visiting yibrik.com/donate. You can also show your support by sharing our podcast with others and by purchasing our custom-made Kabbalah bracelets or Yiddish artisan beard balm at yibrik.com/store. This podcast is a project of Yibrik, Building Jewish Bridges. Learn more at yibrik.com/Kabbalah.